This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
More than anything, momentum, you know, get a... I think it can be contagious, right? When everyone's playing the body, this and that.
Was that one of your best games, Sabres, do you think, the other night? Just from not just you that you scored, just all around when you examined the whole package, I guess.
I liked my game. Like, you know, the best in the Sabres. I don't know, truthfully, but I was happy with how I played. I was happy with truthfully how everyone played. Sorry. But yeah, definitely felt good in the game.
When you're at your best, what are you doing?
Everything I did on Saturday.
Jordan, like anticipation, I mean, you cause a lot of turnovers, killing penalties. You're always in the lane, your stick's in the lane. It seems like sometimes you almost know what they're going to do before they do. Is that just a knack you've had over the years with just good anticipation to be able to recognize what's going to be happening?
Typically when you've got a power play, you know where they want the puck to go. Basically I just try and not let it go there, right? Anticipation's huge. On the penalty kill, 5-on-5, whatever the case is, I don't really know where I... got the knack for it, maybe, but that's just kind of my focus. Going out there, try and predict what's going to happen next.
How about on a forecheck? When you get in on the forecheck too, it seems like you do produce a lot of turnovers. Is that because you get there quickly and get to the battle quickly?
Yeah, I mean, I try and get in there, you know, as quick as possible. Put the pressure on the D to make a play in a little bit of chaos. But at the same time, same thing. You pre-scout. You think about it offensively, you know what they want to do, and if you can find ways to take that away or even make it hard for them to, do it, usually you can create turnovers.
You guys have been very effective as a line. What's allowed you guys to maybe develop some early chemistry with, I mean, two new guys?
I don't know. I mean, we've had a lot of time now to camp, practice, games, whatever the case is. But, at the end of the day, we're hockey players, right? And obviously I had Zucks in Minnesota. McLeod, just from, watching him with Edmonton, this and that, you kind of have a, you kind of know what he likes to do. But like I said, we're playing hockey. We're doing the simple things that, would allow for any line to have success, no matter who you put out there. But those are two really good players, so they make it, pretty easy to play with them.
What are the biggest differences, whether you're playing left wing or right wing?
For me personally? The obvious one is coming into the zone, on your backhand or your forehand. Outside of that, not a ton. I guess picking up rims off the wall can be a little, not challenging necessarily, but it's definitely different, right? But I would say probably those are the two main things that would be a change and pretty easy to figure out.
You have a preference, one or the other?
No, I've been on the left basically my entire career, so I'm more familiar. But no, at the end of the day, I don't care.
You know, I was going to ask you when you play the Penguins or whatever, but it seems like right now you guys are more focused on your game and doing the things you guys want to do. I'm sure you go over the opponent, but you know what I'm saying? It seems like you guys might be more focused on your game than what they're going to be doing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we'll definitely do, you know, a pre-scout or whatever the case is, but, you know, more than anything, you know, I think you're right. We need to focus on us, and if we, no matter who we play, if we do the right things, if we play the way that we're capable of, and the way that, you know, we've kind of been trending in the, I don't know, last couple games, no matter who the opponent is, we can go out there and do what we need to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.